Friday, November 23rd, 2012. The year's end draws closer, closer, and closer. Luigi, in a short interview, offers information on an event coming on 12-12-12. This 12-12-12 event will explore a threefold manifestation at the individual, collective, and universal level. And the number 12 is the symbol of manifestation. From the 12 qualities of the mother, today's quality upon which to concentrate is aspiration. For those unacquainted with the intention concept, since last week, each day, one of the 12 qualities, those so inclined, keep in mind and do their best to embody. The weather today is cloudy. There's a light rainfall. There's thunder in the background. The high temperature is 29 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds shifting to easterly this afternoon. And after midnight, 90% chance of a big rain thunderstorm. Listen now to Luigi. So here is Luigi to tell us a little bit about 12-12-12 on behalf of the Unity Pavilion and CIRHU.
CIRHU is Center for International Research on Human Unity.
Yeah. Okay.
The program is emerging out of an aspiration. Today is the day of aspiration. And an aspiration which we sense it was growing in the last years in Auroville for unity. Deep unity. And it came as a confluence of many initiatives from many sides. And it has been formulated around the 12-12-12. And as you know, 12, Mother indicated as the number symbolizing manifestation and double perfection. Now in the 12-12-12, we have the chance of a triple perfection. And we have to discover what that will mean. So the Unity Pavilion team and the CIRHU team came together because both they have the same aspiration to create the condition, the space, the initiative which foster our deep unity beyond our diversity and sometimes our distances, our differences. So this crystallizes into 1 year program, of which the 12-12-12 is the first step. So the first step will consist of 3 days, Tuesday 11, Wednesday 12, and Thursday 13th, where the research, because it's an exercise, it's an exploration, the research will be about how we look at our personal aspect, our collective aspect, and our universal aspect. Each day will have this theme, personal, collective and universal, from the point of view of the 12 qualities. And this is very interesting. It has started a little bit with the intentional experiment of Daria, where almost 200 people are participating, some in Auroville, the majority, and some outside. It's silent sometimes, but it has an effect. We would like to bring that focusing into our personal life, our work, and our relation with the world in terms of universality. So the program is being elaborated, and it will try to balance out body movement, art movement, and reflection moments. So these three components will flow throughout, and if the exercise is inspiring, interesting, it will continue in the year 2013 with focusing every month in an area of applied research. Maybe education, it may be culture, it may be planning, it may be environment, energy, integral health, and so on. Where more space will be dedicated to the people who carries this applied research, to look into from this angle. Not just I have done this, I have done that, but what has meant for me in terms of challenges, of perseverance, in terms of humility, in terms of courage. You know, it's a new exercise. We don't know where we are going, but that is what we are launching an adventure in something and in a sea which is basically deeply inside, anchored. And that is the exploration of the 12-12-12 initiative. People are invited to inform us if they are interested to participate, because we would like to know the number.
Is it going to be basically 3 days of meetings, day-long meetings?
That's the point. We will absolutely avoid meetings. We would like to dance, to play, to but also to reflect, but reflect not on the usual mental surface ends up. No. Something where we create a space, if we achieve that, where everybody feels comfortable and create a different energy field.
Uh-huh.
So in that sense, for the logistic, it will be good if people can tell us in advance if they are interested. We will publish the program in the next week news and in the Auronet. And it will help the logistic to organize either group body movement or the also painting together or singing together.
Mm.
It will help the facilitators to organize the
things. Okay, this sounds like it could be fun and it could be meaningful. It could be a rich experience. But as you well know, Luigi, we Orovillians normally, day-to-day, have full programs because we work.
Very true. Actually, our invitation is, if we can cut off these 3 days, it's a quality time. We all work, but we consider this not just a little festival, but actually to go deep into the root, what unified us. It's not just a holiday.
Okay.
And that is our invitation to the Auronetian, to book these 3 days,
okay,
experience with us. I am one of the organizers, but there are about 15, 20 people and organizing this.
So
you see,
Maurelio,
yes,
yeah,
facilitators. Please allow me to honor them. Like Aurelio will do a big initiative at Matrimandir with the children on the 12th,
mm-hmm,
at 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
where the children will enlighten the Unity Garden, mm-hmm, and the Matrimandir. There is Jaya, there is Genevieve with the Siru Lila group, which, mm-hmm, I have a, mm-hmm, lot of exploration on education. There is Ariamani and many, many others, Lola, which constitute the facilitator group for this preparation, between 12 to 20 people.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Luigi.
Thank you,
can look forward to this one.
Yeah.
And this from Mother's Agenda. No criticism at all. Don't see what shouldn't be. See only what should be. Never judge on appearances and still less on gossip. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone today, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea Patrick Manuel. Direct your comments and queries to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.